The idea of spending a year in Africa as boarding school dorm parents and surrogate mom and dad to a bunch of missionary kids had seemed like a timely, worthwhile, perhaps even noble way to seek relief from the long months of excruciating pain and grief Nancy and I had endured after our family's loss. But what had, in theory, appeared to be a rather simple and appealing prospect was put to the test of reality the day our 10-year-old male dorm residents, 9 of them, 4 Koreans, 1 Indian, 1 Kenyan national, and 3 Americans, although 2 of the Americans had spent most of their lives in Africa, arrived on campus for the first term of the new school year. Rift Valley Academy is like boy heaven for 10-year-olds. Our dorm was right across the street from the school, a huge playground, and the soccer field. They have lots of trees to climb. Some of those trees contain live monkeys, and all their pals live no more than 5 minutes away. But boarding school also means being separated from parents, and that can be tough. So that first night proved rather traumatic, with more than a few tears, and a whole lot of trying to hold back those tears because 10-year-old boys are not supposed to cry, no matter what their nationality or cultural background. One poor guy wailed away in the privacy of our bedroom for nearly 2 hours, as Nancy and I took turns trying to console him. I'm convinced he wasn't so much homesick as he was mortified to be crying. We tried to reassure him, as we did all the fellows, that it was okay, perfectly normal, in fact, for them to be sad and miss their families. Though I don't think they were convinced. After all, how many ways can you prove you are indeed a big, tough 10-year-old other than by not crying? From the outset, our dorm parent gig promised to be an interesting learning experience. Every one of the boys listed pizza as their favorite food, though the Koreans like pizza and noodles. Beyond a few such cultural variations, I quickly discovered a great universality among 10-year-olds, much of which centered on gas. Fifth-grade boys, especially those living among a group of their peers, seem to have a fascination with flatulence that distinguishes them from any other segment of the human race. They take the subject seriously. Within the first week, I walked into one very animated late-night discussion on whether, if they hooked tubes to their bottoms and connected them to the stove, you could actually cook with it. Thankfully, there are a few other serious subjects for discussion among 10-year-old males, whatever their cultural backgrounds. Females, for example. In passing, I overheard this question posed. Is it true that the first time you kiss a girl, you go home and throw up? I paused long enough to hear several responses. But the response that has stuck forever in my mind is, I don't know if you have to, but I know that I'm gonna. This was not said to be funny, and nobody laughed. Except me, and of course Nancy, when I filled her in on the results of my eavesdropping. I quickly determined the vilest insult a 10-year-old boy can hurl at another 10-year-old boy. It is not, hey, you stink. That particular accusation merely results in good-natured agreement and a welcome opportunity to talk more about gas. No, I discovered the ultimate hot button for 10-year-olds when the first of our guys had a birthday early in the term. We have a tradition in the Piper family. We all take a turn telling the birthday boy at least one thing we like or appreciate about him. When we tried that during our dorm celebration, one of the guys said of the honoree, "I like that he is handsome to girls." With great fury, the celebrant replied, "I am not, you are."